everyone. I'm Megan Gibson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry, our Personal Care Applications Manager. And welcome back to another episode of Formula Girls. Today, we are talking about a sulfate-free, plant-based purifying shampoo. It's formulation number 1059, the Detox Shampoo. This one has quite a few of our products. It's got our Shuganate 160 and C, which is 100% bio-based, so we love that. The Colipid GS, that is derived from grapeseed oil. The Colateric BBS, which is the Babasuamidopropyl Hydroxysultane. Did I say that right?
Yes. Christine and I went back and forth on if it was Babasu or Babasu. I don't know where we landed on that.
Well, I was looking up how to pronounce it before, and I heard Babasu and Babasu.
Oh, no, a third one. It's your preference, I guess.
Oh, so it also has the Colateric CHGL, which is a blend of sultane and monolaurin, and the Colimate LA40, which is added to help aid in boosting foam and building viscosity, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. So tell us a little bit about this formulation.
Okay, yeah, so the detox shampoo, it's a lot like a clarifying shampoo in that mm-hmm. it's designed to free hair of residue, so product and pollutant buildup. That can make hair look, you know, dull, lackluster.
Oh, yeah.
Basically give you a clean slate. So you could use this once a week, twice a week if you need, because, you know, pollution like dust and smoke, if you live in an area that's affected, or just, you know, buildup of daily grime can be damaging to hair and the skin of the scalp, can cause mm-hmm. inflammation, and, you know, healthy scalp gives you healthy hair. So,
yes.
I mean, I like to use these once a week, and I don't even use a lot of product in my hair. It's just nice to get a clean slate every now and then.
I try to do it once a week also. So do a lot of product in the beginning with my curly hair, and it's amazing how different your hair feels after you clean all the gunk.
Full, lighter.
I usually have a really great hair day that next day.
Nice. Follow it with a conditioner, or do you just do mm-hmm. the clarifying shampoo?
Yeah, I usually do the shampoo and then like probably more of like a heavier conditioner. But it feels so squeaky clean after.
This one has the Colipid GS in there to offer a little bit of lightweight conditioning, so you're not totally stripped clean. But it's definitely less conditioning aids than your typical shampoo has in it.
Yeah, because, you know, I've used clarifying shampoos before where it was about impossible to get a brush through my hair without using lots and lots of conditioner afterwards.
Yeah, this one is sulfate free. So a lot of the commercial products will use harsher sulfates to get you that squeaky clean feel mm-hmm. to strip the hair. But this one uses the Shuganate 160 and C as the primary anionic, the sulfate-free anionic. So it's completely non-irritating, but has really good detergency. So it's really mm-hmm. unique in that, kind of a game changer for clarifying shampoo types, because typically you would have to use something harsh to get that kind of clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since this one is a sulfate-free, what are we doing in the formulation to address the foam issue?
Yes, that is always a challenge in the sulfate-free formulas, the foam and the viscosity. So to boost foam here, we're combining with a secondary anionic along with the Shuganate. We're using the Colimate LA40. So that is going to help boost foam.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. you'll notice that there's no added thickener in this formula. The Shuganate in combination with a secondary anionic like the LA40 will build viscosity with a sultane or a betaine. And we use a combination of sultanes here, the Colateric CHGL and the Colateric BBS.
Okay. Yeah, there's where that LA40 comes in, boosting the foam. So this formulation is a clear liquid?
Yes.
And the one that we have an added fragrance. Is it pretty easy to add a fragrance or have this as a fragrance-free formulation?
Yes, you could definitely do fragrance-free. And the fragrance we use in here isn't, you know, particularly water-soluble, and we're still able to get it in there, you know, without an additional solubilizer. So it's somewhat tolerant. If you were to go up on the fragrance, you might need to add a solubilizer. And then, of course, it depends on what fragrance you're using and how difficult it is to solubilize.
Okay. So you mentioned the Cholilipid GS is, it has antioxidant properties. What kind of testing, if any, have we done?
We've done ORAC testing. That's the oxygen radical absorbance capacity. So it looks at efficacy against different reactive oxygen species. And that's really where, you know, we're getting this detox from is having that Cholilipid GS in there.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, possible protection from the oxidative stress.
Right. Okay. During the development of this formulation, what things did you discover? Did you run into any challenges? Can you describe that process a little bit?
We talked about how we used the two different sultanes, the Cholateric BBS and the Cholateric CHGL. Mm-hmm. So you could just use one sultane here. The Cholateric BBS has the good story of being, you know, sustainably sourced and has, you know, the cool inky name to put on the ingredient list, but it is more expensive than typical sultane. Okay. So you can do a combination like we've done here to reduce the level, but still have it on the ingredient list.
Mm-hmm.
The Cholateric CHGL is the liquid blend of traditional CBS and glycerol laurate. So we have found that having the glycerol laurate in there mm-hmm. actually helps to boost viscosity, but you can overload the system. You can have too much monolaurin in there, and then it starts hurting your viscosity. So that's the other reason that we do the combination with the BBS rather than just having entirely the CHGL. We also have noticed that the CHGL has an interesting effect on the rheology. It seems to help reduce stringiness in some cases.
Okay.
So this is one of those formulas where I saw a reduction in stringiness by using the CHGL.
Yeah.
The only other thing I would note is that it is pH dependent. Another thing I've noticed working with the Cholateric CHGL, it seems to like the pH range of 6 to 7 for optimum viscosity build. Well, at least in this formula. That might not be the case in every formula.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This concludes this episode of Formulation 1059, the Detox Shampoo. It is available for download by visiting our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we are ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Visit colonialchem.com/formulations, and thank you guys for joining us. And thank you, Molly.
Thank you.